Waterford musician Gilbert O'Sullivan received the freedom of Waterford City and County at a ceremony in City Hall in March. Born on the Cork Road in Waterford in 1946, his family emigrated to England in the 1950s. He shot to global stardom in the 70s, known for hits such as Nothing Rhymed, Claire, Get Down and Alone Again, Naturally. Some weeks after the Freedom Ceremony, news emerged that Gilbert would play concerts at Waterford's Theatre Royal later in the year. Five dates sold out quickly, and the concerts delighted home audiences in November and December.
I'm joined here now in City Hall by MEP Grace O'Sullivan, who is very excited about today's event. And Grace, I understand you're a big Gilbert O'Sullivan fan.
Absolutely. I'm so excited because, you know, and it's just wonderful that Waterford is honouring one of our legends and our heroes. And, you know, I was at home earlier today and I knew I had a letter that I had never sent to Gilbert, but I wrote it when I was 11 years of age. And it's from Giverna Tremore, County Waterford, Star of the Sea, the old Glory na Mara. And I, as I said, I was 11, written in 1973, and it says, "Dear beautiful Gilbert, I am a great lover, and I'm a great lover of yours, and I love your music. I was born in Waterford, and I live 8 miles from it." And it goes on anyway to declare my absolute love. P.S. I love you. To darling Gilbert from Grace O'Sullivan. I mean, I was obsessed with Gilbert O'Sullivan back in 1973. So when I got the invitation to be here tonight, I was just so delighted. So good on Gilbert, you know, for raising the Daisha flag all around the world through all those years. And, you know, long live Gilbert and his music.
And any particular favourite songs, Grace?
Yeah, Claire. Claire, you know, at the moment I met you, I swear, I think you wrote it about me, but there you go.
It is with great honour and pride that I, as Mayor of Waterford City and County Council, extend a warm and heartfelt welcome to Gilbert O'Sullivan, a signal composer and performer from Waterford roots who has made an indelible mark on the world of modern music. Today, within the walls of this, our historic City Hall, we gather to bestow upon him the Freedom of Waterford, a testament to his contributions and the esteem in which he is held both here and worldwide.
I'm proud of my roots, of course. I always say that any interview I've ever given around the world, the fact that I only lived here till I was 8 years old doesn't stop me from, it certainly never stopped me as I got older from coming back. But in those first 8 years, to this day, I didn't know my father too well, but I found it strange that for 15 years he worked at Clover Meats and then gave that up, or had to give it up, to move to England. My mother had a shop. She was very successful as a businesswoman. But anyway, the move took place and we all moved over for a short while in Battersea, and then we moved to Swindon, which is in those early years. And of course, from then until about 1967, we only came back a couple of times for family reasons and stuff. And it was only in 1967, when I moved to London to break into the music business and had a job so I earned some money, that I was able to come back to Waterford. I loved it. My first ever visit, I remember arriving at the station and I felt immediately at home. I walked all the way to my grandma and granddad's house out in Ballinamona. They didn't know I was coming. It was very early in the morning, so I sat on a hill and waited until it was a more respectable time to go knocking on their door. But anyway, they greeted me. My grandma was very pleased to see me. I'm not sure my granddad was. But I stayed with them for a couple of days. Then I moved to Antibid, down in the town, and stayed with her and Uncle Dennis for a couple of days. I always remember Auntie Bid out in the garden putting her arm around me saying, "What are we going to do with you?"
It's a very special day. I imagine it's a bit overwhelming, Gilbert.
Yeah, it's a unique event. It's not something you're going to experience more than once. So for me, something like this is quite unique. But I thought it was wonderful. The best time I ever felt being away when I was young. When we left today and I came back as a, in 1969, when I moved to London, I was able to afford to come on my own. When I arrived at the station, I just felt like I was at home. And I was 20 years old or something. So, you know, that's how it felt to me. So it's a special place.
And I spoke with your aunt. She said music, you know, it's been a part of the family and the Hennebry family, I think, as well. She's claiming credit for that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, my relationship with all my mother's family and to some extent my father's family are there. They're important to all of us. And it's great to see so many of them here and stuff, you know, because I'm meeting people here that I haven't seen in years. And what a night for them to be with us and stuff. It's fantastic. But there's not that much difference between me and the artist, because as an artist, I'm really quite, still have that shyness. I'm comfortable on stage, but I'm not comfortable off stage. In Jersey, I don't go into town, go anywhere. I stay at home. I like to be at home. As a writer, solitude is very important because, you know, I can lock myself away to write lyrics, lock myself away in the piano room. So I have all that going on without needing to go anywhere. I don't go to pubs.
Your future work, Gilbert, can we look forward to concert here in Waterford?
Yeah, that's the plan. It has to now. I can't not. We're going to be doing two nights in Cork, two nights in Dublin in September. The plan is to come to Waterford. So that will happen, no question. But I can't say yet when it's been. But we've got to do it.
So joining me here is a very special lady, 97-year-old Bid O'Rourke, who is an aunt of Gilbert O'Sullivan. And Bid, it's a very special day for your family.
I thought it was a beautiful evening. So it's exceptional, really. I never saw anything like this in Waterford before. Never involved in anything like that. But my God, Lord, I'm proud of the city tonight. I'm very proud of Raymond. And his outlook on life from the time. But the time he started now, you know, he started with nothing. It's an achievement, isn't it? To get the freedom of the city. It's marvelous. It doesn't happen to everybody.
And was he always a high achiever, and was he always musical?
He was, all his life. I knew him all my life. And even in the College of Technology, in Swindon, when he got this I think he always wanted to do something musical. Well, his mother bought him a piano, and he put it up to the shed because he was a nine people. You know, imagine practicing, you know. Raymond, I think he's a credit to what he was taught by his mother. His father died quite young.
I'm Helen, and I'm first cousin of Raymond Gilbert O'Sullivan. And I'm Mary, I'm Helen's sister, first cousin of Raymond Gilbert O'Sullivan, yes.
And Helen and Mary, it's clear to see that this really means a lot to the wider family.
Oh, it's a very proud, very, very proud day for our family. And to have my mum here at 97 just means so much. And Raymond's been a wonderful person in our family, very supportive of our family. Real family man, and we just couldn't say enough about him. We're just so very, very proud of him.
And to receive recognition like this in his hometown, you know, we often hear about people having worldwide success, but to be recognised by their own is really a huge achievement, isn't it?
It is, and particularly for Raymond, and we're especially thinking of his mum today, and my mum's sister, Auntie May. She was a big part of our lives growing up. They came over to us in summers for holidays. And we're very proud of Raymond, as she would be today, and proud of the man he is, the person he is. We're just very proud of who he is, apart from his writing and his songwriting.
Okay, joining me now is a man who was name-checked by Gilbert O'Sullivan in his speech, and that is former Mayor of Waterford and former Councillor Hilary Quinlan. And Hilary, you're a big Gilbert O'Sullivan fan.
That's right, Kieran. We go back a long time. I was aware back in the 70s that he was a Waterford man. I just happened to love all his songs, and I sing some of them. And I'm just so delighted that he got the freedom of the city. I afforded him a mayor reception back there at the time, and he sang in the Theatre Royal that time. And it was a great occasion. So we kind of keep in touch in that. And today then is the pinnacle, as I say. could have happened long ago, but never late than never, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm just delighted. Like, there's a lovely crowd here tonight, and his family, his aunt, his mother died. I remember her. She was here at the time. Mrs. O'Rourke is his only aunt alive, and she's a neighbour of mine. And they're a lovely family.